Blog Talk Radio.
On with Stupid is on the air. IWS, exposing the stupid. 24/7 on the web, 45/2 on the radio. On with Stupid is on the air.
Madam J, take it away.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a mere few hundred miles to my west-southwest, a man who not only looks sexy in a Viking helmet, but a tri-cornered hat as well, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola! Welcome, everybody, and happy Independence Day to one and all over the world.
Damn right.
Because we share our independence with everyone.
Yes. Sometimes we even force it upon others.
Exactly.
But that's for a different show.
Sometimes people don't know how much they want to be free.
That's right.
And like America. Is it just me, or does the opening seem louder than it used to be?
I don't know. Maybe it's you.
Maybe it's me.
Maybe the heat down there in Arkansas melted all the earwax out of your ears. And
maybe so.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm a little delirious. It's going to be a hot, dry, and sad 4th of July here in God's country.
Is it?
No fireworks.
Yes.
They have been banned because of how dry it is. And, of course, I'm sure somebody will get out there and say, I'm an American. You can't tell me I can't shoot off fireworks.
Woohoo! Watch this Evelyn.
Either that or we'll just do it inside.
There you go.
Right here in the trailer house.
Mm-hmm.
So, how's things going up there in Bagwine?
It's sweltering, Jay. 98 today.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be hot. Yep.
Brutal. Brutal.
Brutal.
Yep. Going to hit 101 here, they tell me.
Yes.
And, doesn't seem like much relief anywhere in sight, either.
No, same here.
It hadn't rained since I don't know when down here, and it's global warming, kicking our ass.
Yep. But we shouldn't complain, because part of our independence was born on a hotter day in Monmouth, New Jersey in 1778. So, at the Battle of
Monmouth.
Exactly. Yeah. So.
Yeah, exactly. So, Dana wants us to stop talking about the weather.
We're old men. That's what we do.
We'll stop talking about the weather when you finally do something about it, Dana.
Yeah, there you go.
So are you going to be setting up the grill, as a good American would do today?
Only if I set it up in the beer mine, Jay. I don't get to celebrate.
The beer mine is open on the 4th of July?
Yeah, I don't get to celebrate my independence.
Oh,
just another day of the man keeping me down.
That it is. Well, you know, I don't know if you noticed on the show page with the pictures that I uploaded.
Yes.
Just to cheer you up, I included a picture of Uncle Sam on stilts.
Yes, I know you did.
I know how much you love that.
I do. And speaking of Uncle Sam and the United States of America and her 236th birthday, I think there's something you would like to do.
Well, we would like, if I can find my spot here, we would like everyone to please rise for the playing of the national anthem.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are honored to have our national anthem sung by the combined choirs of the United States Naval Academy, the United States Air Force Academy, the United States Military Academy at West Point, the United States Coast Guard Academy, and accompanied by the United States Army Herald Trumpets.
Outstanding.
A rousing rendition.
Outstanding. An extremely patriotic version.
Yes. And you know who else? Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, and it was, of course, introduced by that great American, Michael Douglas.
Really?
That was the Patriots versus Eagles Super Bowl, whatever year that was.
Yes.
So, it might have been better if it had been Kirk Douglas introducing. And now for our Star-Spangled Banners. And that made a mess. Yeah.
Well, thank God it was Michael. I have a shout-out today, Jay.
Oh, really?
Yes, and it blends right in with that because not only is today's America's birthday, it is the birthday of one of our most loyal listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And a great American.
A great American won the 5'3", 100-pound, lovable, cuttable, accident waiting to happen, the lovely Miss Alicious.
Happy birthday to Missy.
Yes. Yes. The lovely Miss turns 40 today.
Yeah.
I'd like to make a little.
She turns 40 hot today.
Yes. I'd like to make a little red, white, with her.
That didn't really make much sense either. Anyway.
Yeah, so happy birthday.
I'd like to set off her fireworks.
Yes. All right.
Oh, Dana says she wants a similar shout-out when we do our show on her birthday. I think it's canceled that day.
We'll Sorry, be in Dana, an accounting meeting. Corporate called and they want to check our books.
No, that was mean. That was mean. Sorry, Dane. I mean, here on 4th of July and all, that was uncalled for.
Yes.
It's just so much fun.
Yes, it is.
She's like, find somebody else to give crap to.
Well, if they would call in at 661-244-9852, we'll give them all the crap they can handle.
That's right. Those phone lines are open. Be a great American. Be a patriot. Call
That's
us.
That's right.
Yeah. Anyway, so I won't be doing the grilling thing today, but
really?
Don't worry. I will make sure that for dinner tonight I have a big slab of meat and a pile of potatoes and drink a bunch of beer, and I'll polish my shotgun like a good American would.
Good man.
Well, you know, if we can't shoot off fireworks, maybe we could just stand outside and shoot, you know, guns into the air. That's similar. It makes a lot of noise.
Mm-hmm. It's big in the Middle East, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And we like to co-opt other people's traditions, so.
Yes, we do.
Oh, now, see, Dana isn't going to call in now because we were mean to her. Man,
That hurts.
I wouldn't think of Dana as the back down type, you know.
No.
Having served her country.
Exactly.
With honor and dignity and courage, the way she did. Yeah. But anyway. Who today is a big day for?
Who's that?
Lee Greenwood.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Big day for Lee Greenwood.
Mr. Patriot.
Yeah, super patriot.
Super patriot. Uber patriot.
There you go. And, of course, that is what, you know, part of what today is about is Uber patriots making sure everybody else is appropriately patriotic.
Yes.
Lee Greenwood, of course, allegedly, he claims... wrote the song "Proud to Be an American."
Well, of course
there's
he did.
So far, there's no evidence that he's made that up, but you know, and it gets played at all patriotic gatherings. And I hate the song with a passion.
it also gets played at the opening of every war.
Yeah. But I did a little digging around.
Yeah,
and I found a few interesting facts about Mr. Greenwood.
Really?
that he might not want people to know about, but I'm going to tell you anyway.
I'd love to hear it.
Now, one of them is that for $50, Lee will record his "Proud to Be an American" song and replace "American" with the country of your choice.
Really?
Yeah, a bit of a whore that way.
I've always been proud to be an Armenian. That would
there
be
you
great.
Go.
I would love to have a copy of that.
It works perfectly. Also, a little known fact, the Lee Greenwood Theater in that little town in Tennessee also is open during the day as a proctologist's office. Provides a little extra revenue during the slow time between national tragedies. When Lee Greenwood drinks, and he drinks a lot, he likes to start joking about how pathetic it is that Jimmy Buffett keeps milking that one-hit Margaritaville.
Yeah, I could see a little cat fight going on between those
two. Oh, yeah.
And I'm not saying Lee's gay or anything. No.
No. Also, he has "fuck the police" tattooed on his right ass cheek.
Really?
Yes. That's a shocker right there. And really the big one, the one that really I think is going to be his undoing. It turns out, every year, Lee Greenwood secretly donates 10% of his income to the ACLU under the name Greenwood. Sneaky bastard.
I'm sorry. You did a lot of research on this.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well,
interesting guy. You know, there was another one, but it's really not anything that we didn't already know, and that was in his song, you know, Proud to Be an American,
uh-huh,
where he sings, "And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today."
Uh-huh.
He doesn't mean that literally. He's just, you know, he'll like defend America in an argument, but you know, he won't like, you know, defend America.
No.
Because he had that chance and he, you know, didn't.
Yeah, he didn't. Wow.
Like most Uber patriots.
Yes. Wow. Well, that was pretty good.
I think I blew the lid off this whole Lee Greenwood stuff. I think
you did too. And now I feel bad because, you know, I came up with stuff and it's just made up. I didn't know you were going to go all first and factual on me here. Oh, my. Well, I have a few patriots of my own, Jay, that I thought would be great modern-day patriots if placed back in the time of around 1776. May or may not have changed the course of history.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Because I was thinking about, you know, what if John Boehner, our Speaker of the House, my congressman, was put in the shoes of Nathan Hale?
Uh-oh.
I think John Boehner would have said, "I regret that I have but one life to give my country."
Might have been some tears flowing at that moment.
Yeah. Message is the same, mind you, but, you know.
No, just a little more emotional.
Exactly. Or Nancy Pelosi. You know, what if she was Betsy Ross? And someone says, "What's this flag going to look like? And she would have to say, "We won't know what it looks like until I sew it."
And even then, you'll have to fly it a little bit to, you know, really get it.
To see the whole thing, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mitt Romney, what if he was our George Washington?
No.
"I cannot tell a lie. However, I can't avoid the truth and not let you know what I really think."
Uh-huh.
Of course, Barack Obama's George Washington. I mean, that'd be something. A guy elected president who couldn't even vote for himself.
Yeah.
That'd be a big thing.
That wouldn't be. That'd be kind of crazy. He would own himself as a slave.
Exactly. "Hey, as soon as you're done picking the cotton, could you come sign this executive order?" I mean. And before every State of the Union, he'd have to sign all the representative shoes.
Uh-huh.
That'd be a funny thing.
That'd be a little different.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to see Rick Santorum as Thomas Jefferson, because I would love to see him write the letter to the Danbury Baptist and watch his head explode.
That's actually a good one, because when I think Rick Santorum, I think Thomas Jefferson.
I know, the two are just...
Oh, yeah. Hand. Yeah, that you talk about your great statesman of all time right there.
Mm-hmm.
Men of principle.
Oh. You know who would have made a good Patrick Henry?
Who?
Carl Palladino.
God damn it.
Give me liberty or give me death. God damn it. Funny thing about Patrick Henry, speaking of some of our fine forefathers and whatnot, he had a shorter, you know, Patrick Henry, not a, you know, not a middle-of-the-road kind of guy, kind of angry. He had a shorter version of the Declaration of Independence. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. You know, Franklin and Jefferson and Adams are writing all this wordy, wordy stuff. He had a shorter version. It went, King George, sally forth and go fuck thyself. It wasn't adopted, though.
Well, its spirit was, though.
Yes, just, that's, you know. Well, that's true.
It was just put into much more flowery language,
mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, typical of, you know, your Democrat, you know, your Thomas Jefferson, maybe your John Kerry type, you know, finding a way to say what could have been said in one sentence in an entire, you know, 1,200-word declaration or whatever it is. Yeah.
In fact, and Patrick Henry's short to direct to the point thing showed up later in history in the form of James Trafficking. So.
Good old James Trafficking.
Yeah, I miss him. All of Ohio misses him.
Yeah, I always imagine him getting home from work, coming in the door, take off his coat, put it on the coat rack. Take off his hair, hang it on the hat rack.
I bet he would just toss it and he'd go right to it, man. He got so good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he probably spins it across the room onto the...
Oh, I had one other what-if kind of thing. You know, at the Battle of Monmouth, which I mentioned earlier,
mm-hmm.
in Jersey on a... hot day, the temperatures were like 105, everyone's in their wool uniforms, and who comes to save the day but none other than Molly Pitcher, bringing water to the soldiers on the battlefield. What if Rachel Ray was Molly Pitcher? Come on, drink the water! It's yummo!
Gotta stay hydrated. Let me know if you want a Sammy.
That's right. And funny thing, Jay, speaking of Rachel Ray.
Speaking of Rachel Ray.
And.
Yes.
The all-encompassing food network for whom she appears.
Here
this
we go. This is a... This is a big one coming up right here. Pay attention, folks.
This is a big one, folks. This Sunday, we are going to have another great American on this show, aren't we?
Oh, yes, we are.
We are going to have none other than the lovely, the talented Miss Carrie Welch live on the air for the entire show this Sunday, live at noon Eastern.
That's right, Carrie Welch, former executive at the Food Network, now doing her own thing out there in Portland.
Yep.
With Feast Portland and Fried Green or Little Green Pickle.
Little Green Pickle, yeah. She spent 10 years at the Food Network, worked her way up to vice president, overseeing consumer press, talent relations, social media, launched successful shows for some of the biggies like Rachel Ray, Bobby Flay, Ina Garten, Alton Brown, Paula Deen, and of course the Ace of Cakes, Duff Goldman.
Of course, Duff. That's right. That's going to be huge. She's going to come on, and she's going to dish the organic dirt.
Yes, she is.
On Food Network. It's going to be a great time, and we hope everybody is here. And, you know, I'm sure she would love for people to call in and ask her questions and
what have you.
Be in the chat room. You can, or if you've got stuff you want to know, email us this week before the show, and we'll get it in for you, and we'll get you a shout-out.
And we'll grill her.
Yes, we will.
And it actually should be a fun show because we've communicated with Ms. Welch, and she seems to be quite the funny lady.
Yes, seems like someone who likes to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously is not pretentious about her time at the Food Network.
Nor pretentious with whom she spends time on the radio.
Apparently so.
And this all began when, back on June 20th, Jay wrote an article about how the Food Network sucks. And then the following day, I wrote a letter as Carrie Welch, not really Carrie Welch, and not knowing that she's no longer with the Food Network, but somehow the fickle fate of face.
Shine upon us. That's right. Carrie happened upon the blog after somebody at Scripps Network called her and said, "Hey, Carrie, did you write this letter?"
Exactly.
And she found it to be quite humorous and said she would love to come on the show.
Yes. And there you go. We're going to make the magic happen.
That's right. We contacted her via electronic mail, and turns out she wasn't kidding. She was serious.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to it. All excited about it.
We still don't understand that, but we're happy.
No, it's quite a shock to us, but anyway, it's going to be fun. Sunday at high noon Eastern.
And if you'd like to go back and read the transcript of those two articles of June 20th and 21st, you can at iwsradio.blogspot.com.
Right. You can also read about the day I almost blew my little fingers off.
Yes, you can. Poor little J-Man. Involved in some dangerous hijinks.
Traumatic. It was traumatic. And you still have two minutes to call into the show and celebrate the 4th of July with
us. That's right. On the USA hotline at 661-244-9852.
Yeah. Dana says she will not be guilted in calling in. But, you know, maybe she's just afraid. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe our intellectual prowess is just more than she thinks she can handle.
Exactly.
Maybe we're just too much man for her or something.
Now we're just too old for her. She prefers the younger guy.
Apparently. That's what it really comes down to.
In fact, last week when she said she was going to the DMV for the driver's test, I thought it was her boyfriend she was taking. Kidding, of course.
Yeah, of course.
All right.
So anyway, that's going to be fun on Sunday.
It's going to be a
blast. A little bit of behind the scenes look at the Food Network, and
mm-hmm.
and we will find out if, in fact, Rachel Ray truly is the world's greatest monster.
I have my question all picked out for that already, Jay. It's a very simple, minimalist question.
Anyway, we'll find out how snooty is Ina Garten.
Yes.
Does she really hate Giada De Laurentiis? I think she does. Remember, I wrote that.
Yes, I did.
We should send a link of that one to Carrie also. I bet she'd get a kick out of that.
I, We should probably wait until after she appears on the show.
Yeah. Well, well, let's not push things, right?
Exactly.
That's right, America. It's Matt calling for a restraint. Can you
I know.
That?
Write this date down. Oh, we should also, well, give a posthumous shout-out to a truly great American who passed away this week, born Mr.
Yes.
Andy Griffith.
Oh, just terrible, terrible news with the loss of Sheriff Andy Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
What a great guy.
Yep. And what a great town, Mayberry, the all-American city.
Oh, yeah. Andy, a star of stage and screen, a
Grammy
Award-winning
gospel singer.
Gospel singer, I love it. Actually, I love his gospel music. I have two of his CDs.
Do you really?
Yeah, I don't know where they're at, but I've got them. But you can go to YouTube and find most of it, his gospel stuff there. The old wooden cross and love to tell the story and precious memories.
Mm-hmm. No Time for Sergeants. Oh, wait, that was a movie. Sorry. Although it sounds like it should be a gospel song.
It does. It does.
And Jay, this is kind of funny too and unusual, and it's a good thing Schmoop's on vacation. Because although we don't have the audio for it, it's time for a little pee break with Schmoop.
Okay.
I'm trying to stay hydrated today. So here you go.
Pee break with Schmoop.
Well, that was awesome.
Yeah, that wasn't bad, was it?
No, it was good. How are you this fine day, Mr. J?
I am covered in red, white, and blue glory.
You too,
celebrating,
huh?
Celebrating America today.
Oh, my goodness.
How about you?
Doing the same thing I do on vacation. Third day in a row, sitting around in my underwear drinking beer.
There you go. Yeah. But you wouldn't be able to do that if you weren't a free American.
It's exactly right.
And, you know, shout out to all the men and women who have served this country that made it possible for you to sit around in your underwear, watch TV, drink beer, and scratch yourself.
Exactly. Might as well be a man.
Well, is your underwear 10 years old and got a bunch of holes in it?
No, actually.
Okay, well, not all that manly then.
Okay, well. Any fireworks going on down there, Jay?
No, they're banned. We got a ban this year because of the burn ban. It's so dry that they canceled the city fireworks display.
Actually, they should have canceled it here, too, because it's very dry.
Yeah, they're going to take them all and put them in a closet. Use them next year, I guess.
Or
you know,
a couple
being
days.
Being frugal
days
and
when
all.
It rains. Hold on, sweetie.
All right.
Well, that was quick.
Well, I'm pretty much all business.
You weren't tempted by that copy of Reader's Digest lying there, were you?
No, I wasn't. I focused.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, you know, tonight will be the annual 4th of July specials on PBS, you know, from Washington, where they'll have everybody singing and performing.
Right.
As they do every year, and I'm going to look that up right now and see who's going to be on, because I usually watch that.
Ladies and gentlemen, research it's in motion.
It's usually hosted by Jimmy Smits.
Really?
Capital Fourth.
Yeah.
This year it's Tom Bergeron.
Oh, my God.
Featuring Philip Phillips, American Idol winner.
Uh-huh.
Matthew Broderick, Kelly O'Hara,
mm-hmm.
Megan Hilty, Javier Colon. He needs a new last name.
Yes, he needs a new first name. That is so un-American.
Yeah. Well, maybe he's Cuban. You know, they get a pass.
Yeah, they do get a pass.
Josh Turner, Kool and the Gang's going to be there.
As they should be.
There you go. And Apollo Anton Ono going to lead a tribute to Team USA for the Olympics.
All right.
And, of course, John Williams will be leading the National Sympathy Orchestra. Symphony Orchestra.
Sympathy. That's not bad.
We do need, you know what, a National Sympathy Orchestra wouldn't be bad at all.
Not at all. You stumbled on a good one there.
Of course, all they would do is play the sad trombone for people.
Or better yet, it could be an accordion band. Well, that sounds exciting.
Yeah, I'm all over that.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 9 o'clock, Pops Goes the Fourth,
yeah.
The Boston Pops on CBS.
That sounds great. I know what
hosted
I'll be doing.
I'll be hosted by Michael Chiklis.
Wow.
Of the Commish and Vic Mackey on the Shield of Fame.
I hope they get Michael a stool to stand upon or something.
They will.
You want to know what I'll be doing at 9 o'clock tonight?
You'll be lying on the couch going, "Oh, I hurt."
Now I'll be walking in the door going, "God damn it. Jesus, these people. Oh." Courtney, get away.
If it weren't for stupid people, there wouldn't be any people at all.
That's right. But then about 9:15, crack open some rose, and Shmoop and I will listen to the show.
Yeah, and you'll get better.
I'll get better.
Things will start to turn around a little bit for you there.
That's right. If the air conditioning's working. If it's working, I'll be happy.
God.
In fact, the air conditioner, you can make it work. It's kind of like a toilet. You just kind of jiggle the thermostat there. Jiggle it. There you go. Hey, it's working now.
And again, that's normal.
That's right. That's the way it's supposed to happen. It drips. Well, that's normal. Mm.
Does it drip inside?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, see, that's not normal.
No, that's what I thought.
See, I'm not like a real mechanical expert or anything, but there's a few things I do know. And it will drip, but it's supposed to drip out the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, like... Maybe they don't have it leaning enough, you know. Maybe they got it sitting level instead of leaning out a little bit.
There's nothing level in this apartment. In fact, we could charge admission. It could be a vacation destination. Come to the Crooked Apartment.
The Fun House.
It's the Fun House.
Right. No, wait, you can't use that because that's what Jerry Sandusky used. Hey-o! Sorry.
Another great American.
So
what will be on the bill of fare at the Casa de Jay tonight?
Oh, like I said, big slab of meat and a pile of taters. And,
oh, God, you did say that.
And some Miller High Life.
Really?
Yeah, it was on sale.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's funny you say that, because, you know, I am in the business.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. We've been selling a lot of old-time, just plain Miller High Life of late.
It's a good value. You know, people saying, you know, I'm going to go get me some beer, but I don't want to spend too much.
Quality beer at a fair price.
That's right. They don't want to, you know, dole out big money for the fancy stuff like Budweiser.
Yeah.
So I think it was $4.54 for 12-pack bottles.
What? Really?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
What do you guys sell it for?
$7.48.
For Miller High Life?
Yeah, 12-pack bottles.
Oh, 6-pack.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You're a numbers guy.
Yeah, 6-pack.
Okay.
454, 6-pack, yeah.
Okay, that makes more sense.
And see, Coors Light is 527. That's an outrage.
That is.
But I might run in and get me a 24-ounce steel reserve just to cap things off.
That's good. That's very American. I'll be having a Vina Rose and a steel reserve myself this evening.
Yeah. And of course the Pine of Rose, when you're done with it, you can use it to launch your bottle rockets, right?
It's a little stubby. I might have to get a fifth. Okay, you talked me into it. I'll get a fifth of Rose. I want to be safe, you know.
Oh, yeah. Safety first.
Mm-hmm. Nothing like drinking a fifth of Rose and then lighting off bottle rockets.
The American way.
That's right. They were lighting off fireworks here in Clark County, Ohio last night, Jay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
right?
Did you yell at them to be careful? We don't have universal health care, people.
No, I didn't. But no, this was the big countywide thing down at the fairgrounds.
Oh.
Put on by the county and the city. And all the traffic to the fairgrounds passes by the front of our palatial estate here.
Oh, yeah.
So last night, the Schmoopster and I were sitting out on the bench on the front porch, canoodling. And after the fireworks were over, all the traffic's coming back into town. You know, they're going like 3 miles an hour. There's a big line. And we decided it was time to go back in. So I, being the gentleman I am, I held the door for Schmoop and has the back of her long legs and her derriere tightly wrapped in short shorts, someone from a pickup truck yelled, "I like that one."
USA, USA.
So, yeah, Schmoop managed to get hit upon by a inbred in the passenger side of a pickup truck at 10:30. At 10:38.
Yeah. You take it where you can get it, right?
That's right. She's just bringing the boys to the yard.
Yeah, that's pretty sexy.
Yeah. And sadly,
I bet that dude has a lot of success with women.
I'm sure he does.
And I mean that sincerely, and it's very upsetting.
yes. The sad thing is that was the highlight of our evening.
All right.
So I guess we ought to wrap things up.
Yep, looks like we got about a minute and a half or so, probably.
Yeah.
The countdown clock still doesn't work.
Yeah, well, and we can't call Blog Talk Radio Help Desk because they're closed on the 4th of July.
They're closed today, so.
Yeah.
We were on our own today. We were live without a net, folks.
That's right. Walking the wire. But anyway, Sunday, huge show.
Sunday, Kerry Welch, going to be a monster show, going to be a great time.
Yep.
We encourage you to encourage all your friends to be here with
yep.
us.
Any and every foodie that you love should be listening on Sunday at noon Eastern.
Absolutely. Don't do it for us.
No.
Do it for Kerry.
No. Yeah,
we wouldn't ask for us because we know you wouldn't. But But it would be great to have Carrie here and have a big crowd in the chat room.
Yeah. And we can collectively go, bam!
Yeah, yes, we can.
All right, then. I'll see you Sunday, J-Man.